This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This is a
summer of love. Game, set, love. You're listening to Hit Me Up with Dimitra Giannakopoulos on Joy 94.9.
So our special guest on Hit Me Up is Joel King-Main, and many of you will know Joel from, well, so many shows, but currently QNN, the Queer News Network, really fabulous, hard and fast bit of news that is important to our community. And, of course, Monday Breakfast, Gossip Gay. What a broad brush of interest there. But why Joel is here is because you are a tennis tragic and you are very committed to your tennis playing competition. Joel, welcome to Hit Me Up.
I feel very honoured to be a part of your show, so thank you for having me.
And we get to talk, well, we have a few times indulged ourselves and talked all things tennis, but never enough about your commitment to playing tennis.
Yeah.
So tell us about what your playing commitment is.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me. I'm really honoured to be here, and you and I can talk tennis till the cows come home, which is amazing. But I started tennis as a kid, but never at a court or never, with friends or anything like that. It was more just the kids next door and I would go out in the street and we'd have a hit on the road. And I remember every night as a young kid, I would hit up against my mum and dad's back wooden fence, their fence that leads into their backyard. And, you know, I could be out there for hours upon hours of just hitting the ball against the fence. I just loved doing that. And I never played it, competitively as a child. I was more into sort of your basketball and pretty good basketballer. But tennis has always been something I've loved to watch as well, ever since I was a kid. So picking up a racket and hitting a ball against a fence was nothing new to me. And I'd go around to the local school and hit along the brick wall for hours upon hours in the summertime. And wasn't until I was probably in my late 30s, which is not that long ago, that I went just down to my local tennis club just to play some cardio tennis.
Okay.
Just to get a bit of fitness. And I did that for a couple of weeks and then was asked to fill in for a doubles team.
Cool.
For a competition, a regular competition for them, and ended up staying in the team. So I've been playing probably in the competition. I've been in there for 8 seasons now. We just finished a season a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Which was fantastic. We won the grand final. But I've seen myself go from, you know, the depths of being at the lower C grade level to the highest of B grade levels, almost into A grade. And I've never played, I've really self-taught myself how to play.
Fantastic. And congratulations on winning your grand final.
Thank you.
Tell us about the format of the competition that you play.
Yeah, so we play in a round robin comp. It's a 14-week season. So there are 8 teams, including my own. So we play the other 7 teams twice over that period of time. And in the team, there's 4 players on each side that play that night. And then you sort of rank yourselves either 1, 2, 3, or 4. I'm normally, like when I was sort of starting out, I was in the 4 position, worked my way up to number 1. And in the last season, I was more around, I did play number 1 a couple of times, but I'm more around your 3 to 4 player.
Okay.
So we had gone up quite a significant amount of grades in the last season because we had, you know, we got some sort of higher ranked or level players that came through. Yeah, so I play those positions and it's in the Northern Districts. So it's, you just play, you know, these teams from all over the Northern Districts, and it's fun to get out on the court with the boys. And in this season that we've just gone, there were 7 of us.
Okay.
So we got to rotate. I didn't play as much this season, but I played enough to qualify for the final. So that was good.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that's pretty, you're lucky that your team has so many people to play, because
yes,
quite often you can really be struggling and it's really difficult to field a team.
Absolutely.
Sometimes,
and
nothing
worse
than having to forfeit
which we haven't done, which is
well
great.
Well done. Now, the show really is celebrating our rainbow community being involved in tennis and playing tennis. And Joel, are you out at your tennis club?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not officially going, hey, everyone, I'm gay, you know, yeah. and welcome me sure. on. It was more just, you know, through conversation around talking about my personal life and talking yeah. about my husband and getting married. And,
yeah.
you know, the guys that I play with are just so accepting. And it doesn't even, my sexuality doesn't even come in as an issue.
Great.
I think I'm, you know, I can play the game and I can play it well, and they appreciate that. And so there's been no talk around why are you gay, or, you know, mm-hmm. we don't like you, or, you know, I've never experienced that, which yeah. is in, for me, that's been a, you know, a heaven sent. But I know, I feel, and even against opposition players and stuff like that, I've heard nothing to my face in terms of, you know, homophobic slurs or anything like that on the court. Which has also been very comforting, because that's not everyone's experience, but yep. my experience has been really, really positive.
Yeah. And like, have you ever noticed at clubs if there's been anything that would indicate it's, you know, LGBT friendly? Like, you know, sometimes, you know, a flag's up at some places.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed anything like that?
At my local club, they don't have a flag, but it's very inclusive of, yep. of everyone, whether yep. you're gay, straight, black, white, you know, really, like everything is it's very, very an inclusive club, and they really state that, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I just felt really comfortable from the first time I walked in the gate that I'm there to play tennis or yeah. have a hit of tennis, and my personal life or my sexuality doesn't really come into it. I what I can do with my racket and a ball is what matters. Okay. So
yeah. Well, now, your favorite tennis player or players?
Oh my God, where do you start, D?
Oh, where do God. You start? Childhood. Let's start childhood.
Okay, childhood.
Let's go back to our childhood.
Childhood. Okay. Monica Seles
okay.
was my favorite player.
Yeah, why?
Of all time. I just loved her fierce tenacity on the court. I was a favor of her grunting. I loved it. Mm-hmm. It just gave me a bit, it just showed that she was very passionate about what she did. I just love watching her play. I think double-handed, she just had this, I don't know, this, again, this fierceness about her that was unrivaled in women's sport at that particular time. Yes, there was, you know, Billie Jean King and Chris Evert and Martina and, you know, Steffi Graf, but there along comes this young prodigy, and she beat them all. And unfortunately, we don't know what would have happened to her career because of the stabbing. But yep. Yeah, I still think about watching her all the time.
And who's your favorite player now?
Well, he's just retired and it's so sad, but it's Rafael Nadal. And okay. again, right from the beginning yes. when he walked onto the court from his very first match, I've supported him and, you know, was very lucky to get his autograph at the Australian Open 1 year and got to meet him. So that was exciting. But I just, he's just a sportsman. He's a beautiful player, beautiful off court, just a very gentle. You know, I read this article the other day where when he retired that he used, you know, 1,200 rackets and not one of them was ever broken.
Oh, wow.
Which just goes to show the type of person that he is.
Yes.
But his level of play was just unbelievable. And when he was at his best, he was unstoppable.
Yes.
And I think having that streak of the amount of time he had in the top 10 just proves how well and how good he actually is.
I want to go into the mind of a champion, your mind.
Yeah. Why, thank you.
So when you're like in the heat of battle on a tennis court
yeah.
and it's really difficult and dire, what do you think of or who do you think of to inspire you?
Yeah, really great question. I, you know, I'm probably more concentrated on where I'm going to hit the ball next or how I'm going to serve it. But, you know, I guess my backhand from Salas, like okay. a double-handed backhand. And, you know, I love a down the line double-handed backhand shot. So did she, which was just absolutely beautiful. But when I'm in that competitive mode, I'm just like, next ball, just next ball, next point, next ball. Doesn't matter if you don't get it, but just keep focusing on the next ball, the next point. But, you know, frustration gets in the way. I've been known to throw a racket against the fence or throw it on okay. the ground.
So you haven't been listening to Rafa on that point?
Not on that point, no. But I remember I got like, you know, someone told me, oh, you know, I was yelling at myself, like I swore at myself. I was yelling at myself. I was really angry because I know I could play better and I just wasn't in the frame of mind of getting to the competitiveness I needed to. And this guy over the other side of the net stopped me one night and he goes, mate, this is just, you know, fun tennis. I said, it might be fun for you, but this is a competition for me. and I'm here to win.
Okay.
And so I'm not yelling and screaming at you. I'm doing it to myself, but I need to verbalize it out because it's my anger and frustration. I need to get it out. And when I went away from the court, I'd like, I would never tell anybody else how to play the game. Like, I would never tell anybody else to shut up or, you know, don't throw their racket or smash it. What you do, whatever you need to do to focus to win.
Yeah.
So I think my competitiveness, I'm not a mean-spirited player. I'm probably more hearted myself, mm-hmm. but I'm, you know, congratulatory of the person on the other side of the net. If it's a good shot or a good serve, it's too good. But I, when I'm not playing my best, that's when I sort of lose my competitiveness.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a tennis player and what you've learned playing tennis, do you ever use that outside of tennis? I was going to say in real life. In real life.
In real life. I think the leadership comes into play. Like in my full-time job, I'm in leadership, in facilitating programs for leaders. So I do that. I think I've been a leader probably all of my life and, you know, whether that's through basketball. But, you know, I've also captained my teams, tennis teams and and sort of, you know, trying to bring a bit of like guts and bit of like passion onto the court and, you know, a bit of like high-fiving. And, you know, when we're in the depths of trying to win, it's like trying to really rev up your team members as well and get them going, high-fiving and those kind of things. So I think leadership for me on and off the court is really, that's where the connection sort of comes into play.
Wrapping up the interview, is there anything else you'd like to share about your involvement with tennis and your love of tennis?
Look, I have been pretty lucky with playing tennis, which is, you know, I'm very fortunate to be at a club that it, like appreciates me and respects me, and I feel very welcomed there. And I think from a kid who's never played, you know, any sort of competitive tennis as a kid and came in as an adult, anyone can do it. Just go down to your local club and pick up a racket and you just don't know what can happen. I've played 8 seasons of my doubles tournament. I've won 6 grand finals, a runner-up in one and a semi-final in the other. And in the in-house competitions, I've won 2 of those as a singles player as well. And most recently came 5th in the corporate game. So you just never know. Tennis is one of those games. It's for all ages. And my advice is just, yeah, just pick up a racket. You'll have fun. That's the main thing. Have fun with it. But if you are competitive, this is a good sport for you to get involved in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joel Kingmaine, for joining us on Hit Me Up.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.